So we're going to continue our discussions of a competition. And the case that I mentioned on the email is that many times in business, you can have exclusive rights to a certain product. If you're selling kitchens, you get exclusive area rights to a certain cabinet designer. He'll only sell one in the area. If you are in selling telephones, you know, the Sprint will have one representative per area. The different foods will only give one representative. We spoke in the past of different dress and fashion designers will have an exclusive distributor. So many times you have an exclusive right to a certain product. And the case is, what happens if you were trying to get that exclusive right to, say, Nextel, and then someone else decides to come and outbid you and take it away from you? Does that have anything to do with what we spoke about last week? Last week we introduced the topic of Aniyam Hapech Becharara, that if someone is trying to purchase something and a second person comes along and takes it from him, so the halacha is that he's called a rasha. Right? The first one's trying to get it, the second one pulls it out from under him, he's called a rasha. We gave different conditions. We said it had to be that they had reached the point where they had already had a piece of gummim, they already had, everything was settled. We saw from Tosfos that it applies only to things that you can sell or purchase somewhere else, but if it's a mitziah, something that you can't say, go find a mitziah somewhere else, it does not apply. Rashi disagreed, but we said there were more paskins like Tosfos. So how about this idea? You're trying to get the exclusive rights to this product to sell, and the second person comes and grabs it away from you. Is that called Aniyam Hapech Becharara? So we're going to see a series of shailos and tshuvos. This has been an issue that's been dealt with in different ways throughout history. It starts in the times of the Rishonim. The first shailo we'll see is the Ma'arik. We're starting with the second side of the handout. We're having two issues tonight. The first issue is this one-of-a-kind thing. I called it, if there's a tircha to get that item, does the rule of Aniyam Hapech Becharara still apply? Or if it's impossible, like there's only one exclusive distributor of that kitchen cabinet, there's only one salesman person that could sell that telephone company, long distance company in the Baltimore area, there's only one of a kind, so does that qualify as a mitziah, which according to the Ramah, according to Ashkenazim, would make it permitted for the second person to snatch away? Okay, so let's talk about a case. The Marik of Rishon, the Marik had a case that Reuven was spending a lot of money and a lot of time to try to open up a store in a certain town. Right, those days it wasn't like you had 10 pizza stores in town. There was one store per town. And he was trying to get the rights. He was working on it for 4 years. Along came Shimon, and he offered that the tzibur, and you have to talk to the people in the town, you have to speak to the person that owns the town, right? That people owned the town then. There was Sorim that owned the town. So he had to do a lot of work. So Shimon came and did the same work, and he was quicker, and he got the rights to open up the store in that town. So the Marik had a Shaila. The Shaila came to the Marik. Who's right? Reuven says, I was trying for this first, and you are Ani Amapit with Harara. You're snatching it away from me, something that I was trying to get. I was trying to get the rights for the store in this town, and you are taking it away from me. So the Marik brings the Gemaras, and the Marik says, maybe you'll say, it's like a mitziah. There's only one store allowed in town, so Shimon could say, like Tosu says, well, you're telling me, let me open the store somewhere else. This is the only store in town. There's nothing else. There's no other place to open it. And for me to go travel somewhere else, that's a big tircha. So the Marik says, it's pshita. Even if it's not so simple that Shimon will find another place to open up that store. And even if he will, it'll be a tremendous amount of tircha. It's not like you could just do things on the internet nowadays. You can, to open up a store, you have to go there and make all the whole arrangements that he had done already. He still could have Russia, since it's possible. the Marik says that as hard as it might be, someone is still called a Rasha if they try to take away those exclusive rights that the first person was trying to get. Reuven was trying to get it. And Shimon comes and tries to take it away. That's called a Rasha. And we have to say we're talking here where there was a Pisuk Dam and everything was already agreed upon. It's just that, you know, they say that Reuven had to raise the money, but they agree when you raise this amount of money and you give it to us, the deal's finished. So that was all finished. It was just a matter of time for Reuven to raise the funds. It took him a few years. So the fact that Shimon steps in and takes it from him, he's called a Rasha. That's what the Marik paskins. Now the Marshal says, he limits the Marik's psak. He says the Marik can only be talking in a case like he's talking about, where they're both coming from out of town, they're trying to start this business. So we tell Shimon, why bother this town where Reuven was already cultivating, where he's already working? Go to another town. But he brings a Mordechai, which is paskin by the Ramah. The Mordechai paskins a case like this, that there was a guy who had a land. He's not subject to the rules of Bar Metzra. A non-Jew selling his property, and Reuven is trying to purchase it from him. In the meantime, Shimon, who is the next-door neighbor of this non-Jew, wants to buy that property, and he went and got it. So the Mordechai said something like that's called a Metzia. Just like Tosu says, if you find something laying in the street, you are allowed to rush for it as much as the first person who's trying to get it. So same thing over here. This next door field that he's selling, you're not going to get anywhere else. There's no way of getting another field somewhere else. Right? If it was a Jew selling it, so then for sure you'd be able to get it. That's the din of Bar Metzra. The first one's chayiv to give it up to you. But here, since it's a non-Jew selling it, he's not chayiv. But if the next door neighbor goes and rushes in and takes it, the Mordechai and the Ramah paskins that he can keep it. It's like a mitziah. Right? The Ramah goes on to say the same thing if it's a very cheap thing. That we saw this week, there's disagreement about whether the Shach disagrees that if it's a bargain, because bargains you can find other places. But this we don't see the Shach disagreeing. It seems like this is a psak muskam, that if it's a truly one-of-a-kind thing, it's your next door, like I would say nowadays. If you live in a semi-detached house, and the one next door goes on sale and someone from the outside is trying to buy it, even though there might have been a pisuk damim, you know, it got to the final stages, but it's before the kinyan, you would probably have the right to say, once again, whenever you have a shayla, ask a shayla lemaisa, right? I'm just giving you things to think about. But I would think that would be like the Mordechai's case, because here's a mitzvah. You're never going to have this opportunity to turn your semi-detached house into a full house. The other side, right, if it was a row house, a townhouse, then maybe. But if it's a semi-detached house, you'll never be able to expand it like this. And the fact the first one's getting it, trying to get it, you have a special right. It's a mitzvah to you. So in that case, the Mordechai says you're not called a Rasha. So the Marshal says the Marik should agree in a case where there were two people living in the town, two people living there, and there's only a right to have one store in the town, and one person's trying to get it. And then the second one tries to get it. The second one will not be called a Rasha in that case, because he's in town now. And there's one right to have a store. He has as much right to it as the first guy. The fact that the first one tried to get it first doesn't give him any more rights, because this is a one-of-a-kind item. The Marshal says that since we don't force him to go out of town. Okay, move out of town and find another place to have a store. But I live here. Just same way as the Bar Metzua case. Go find, okay, so sell this land and buy another property that has two of them together. We don't make you do that. Right now you live here, you live in this address, and the one next door is going for sale, so you have the right to take it, even though someone else might be trying to get it. So the same, and we don't say, well, you can always buy a bigger house somewhere else and move out. Right, so same thing the Marshal says, that if they were both living in the town for many years, this is their hometown, and the opportunity comes up to have a one-of-a-kind item, a one-of-a-kind service, so the rules of Ani Mahapik B'Charor would not apply. That answers your question? Okay. Right, so that's what the Marshal says. There's the Masas Ben Yamin, who has a similar case we'll see later. He agrees with the Marshal on that. In limiting, or maybe even disagreeing with the Marik, we're not sure how far the Marik is going. The Ma'arik maybe they're putting words into the Ma'arik's mouth. I'm not sure if the Ma'arik seems to say Tircha is not an issue. He brings the lesson of Tosis that we don't know if we spoke it out, but Tosis says by Mitzia their rule doesn't apply of Aniyamach B'Charara, but by Yisrael it does, because we say why are you being Torea? Why are you taking this one? Go be Torea and get it somewhere else. Right? Tosis says the second guy should do a Tircha to get the other one. He should put out the effort to get that second place, to find somewhere else. So the Ma'arik says, even though it's going to be hard and strenuous to get a second opportunity, that doesn't give you a right to take that first one from this person. The Marshal, Matzis Ben Yamin, seemed to be saying that if it's going to make you move out of town for it, or something that you can't get here in town, you do have the right to it, even though it's a purchase, but since it's a one-of-a-kind item, that's called a mitziah. And since we paskin like the Ramah that and tells us that mitziahs don't fall into the issur of ani hapich with harara, so this exclusive item which is available in town also will not fall under that category. So in these cases we said if there's a one-of-a-kind opportunity to sell the kitchen cabinets, to sell this certain new brand of food, to sell a certain long distance company that's limited to your town where you live, so that's where I think this Marshal and the Masses Ben Yamin would be, and the Marshal brings this Machlokas, where they would be saying that this is a one of a kind item, this is a mitziah, and the fact that someone else was trying to get it first does not prevent you, you're lechachila allowed to try to get it, because he doesn't have a contract yet, it's not, there's no kinyan yet, and you have the right to try to get it since it's a one of a kind issue. We can even feel it clearly when this is the case of the semi-detached house, because there you have more of a right than the other person. For you it's something that you're getting something that the first one's not even going to get, but they're saying it even in other cases, even where it's just a matter of who's going to open up that store. They say that if you're both living in a town, that's called a mitziah. That is, it seems like that's the way. I'm not going to be machriya between the Ma'arik and the Marshal, but the Marshal brings both shitas. He brings a Sheiris Yosef that seems to agree with the Ma'arik that even though it takes a tircha, even though there is a tircha, it still doesn't allow you to be called a mitziah. He was talking about a case of the right to sell schnapps in town.
I'm not sure, and I'm telling you, it shouldn't make a difference, but they don't say, well, let him try a different business, because there were less opportunities, business opportunities.
Right, right.
Everyone was a farmer, so if you didn't have land,
did
you become a farmer? I'm not saying for sure, but maybe
you say
that there are less business opportunities now.
I was thinking about that, but there's a store, right? Everyone else has to make some living. It doesn't mean that one person makes a living there who has a store and everyone else is starving, taking tzedakah. Even then, there must have been other opportunities. And we're saying, but if you're trying for this opportunity, the same thing a mitziah, right? The mashal of a mitziah, right? The mitziah is one of a kind. What do you mean? There are mitziahs all over the world. Go, but this mitziah here, there's only one of a kind. So I don't think that's a taina to say that nowadays, instead of selling brand X, you can get the contract for the distributorship for brand Y. I don't think that's going to help you. I think we're talking, this item is unique. That's the way it seems to me. We spoke last week briefly about a housing market nowadays, when it's hard to find a house, right? Is that going to be called a mitziah? So I mentioned that Pesach Choshen says that that should depend on this machlokas. We didn't speak it out clearly, but see, a house, I don't think that that's the same as these cases. It's hard to find a house, right? But there's no such thing as I need dafka that house. I want a house, this fits my needs. Now it's very hard to find houses. I don't know if when one goes on the market and the next one's not going to be for another 6 months, that makes it into what we're talking about here. If I need the only rancher in the neighborhood because I want to start a base medrash in the basement, and this is the only one there, so then it might apply, because that's a one-of-a-kind thing. I need this for the thing that I want to do, and this is the only one available, so then maybe we could use this cheshbon of the Marshal and the Masas Ben Yamin. But if it's just that I want to find a house, I'm not even sure if they would hold that today's market matches the conditions they're talking about. The Pesach Choshen wanted to say that it was a machlokas, but I'm looking at it again. It's not like they're talking. They're talking that there's an exclusive right to open a store. That's not the same thing as it's hard to find a house. Just wait it out a little bit and you'll find another one. That's the way it seems to me. The Ma'arik, though, raises another issue, and that is based on the Gemara in Gittin, which I have on the other side. The Ma'arik, his case, once again, was the case where they were trying to get the exclusive rights to open the store in that town. So the first thing he said was the second person was wrong because it's not called a mitziyah. And then he says, even if it would be called a mitziyah, we have a new sugya to learn, and that's called ani hamenakef bezayis. The handout's printed wrong. It should be ani hamenakef bezayis. Right? What's ani hamenakef bezayis? The Mishnah Gittin Daf Nun Tes says like this: ani hamenakef rosh hazayis. Halach is that shikcha. Right, we always think of leket shikha and peya as grain, but shikha applies also to trees. So the owner of the farm had taken down the olives and he left some olives on the tree. That's shikha. So if a poor person is, he climbed the tree and he's trying to get those olives, and by getting up there, you know, he shakes the branches and the olives fall down to the ground. Mashe tachtov gezel. The olives that fell underneath him through his efforts is gezel. Mimnei darkei shalom midrabanan. It's chachamim were mistaken that to take that would be a breach in shalom, because people would start fighting. Who's it's mine? It's mine. It's not the right thing to do. So the chachamim said it's wrong to take. Rabbi Yossi or gezel gomer. Yossi says it's mamish gezel. He holds that since the ani was trying to get them, that's called gezel gomer. And the Gemara says the nafkamina will be whether you can go to Besdin to take it away. If the second one did take those olives, according to Rav Yossi, you could take them to a Din Torah and get them back. According to the Tanakhama, which is the way we paskin, you could not get it back. The halacha is that since you didn't have them in your hand, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, if he had held the olives in his hand and then they fell down, so he made a kinyan on the olives, so then it's gezel gomer. The Gemara brings a ma'isa where we see this chiluk whether it was in his hand or not. And the Shulchan Aruch Shin Ayin Sifei paskins his halacha that if the ani is trying to get those olives off the tree and they fell, if he had not actually held them, the second person who takes them has violated the nisr of gezel derabanan. And the Rama adds that if he had him in his hand, then it would be gezel d'oraisa. Right, so there's this halacha ani hamenakef b'rosh hazayis. Now the Rishonim ask, last week we learned that Tosfos said that the rules of ani hamahapech b'charora do not apply to a mitziyah. That if I'm trying to get a mitziyah, the second person's allowed to go take it from me because it's a one-of-a-kind item. So the Rishonim ask, the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Ran, they all ask, so what's wrong over here in Gittin? This first person's climbing the tree to get those olives. The olives are certainly a one-of-a-kind item. These are the olives on this tree. It's a mitziyah. So why is the second person considered a gazlan derabanan when he's trying to get them? Yeah, so here also, so there are other mitziyahs, but this is a...
You
can't find other trees also. This tree has shikha on it. Maybe there are no other trees that have shikha on it. Right? When we're talking mitziyah, this is a one-of-a-kind item here. This is a mitziyah. I don't know if I'll find a mitziyah somewhere else. Right. So...
What's the mitziyah? I mean, if the guy wants to jump on the tree and start grabbing, he can grab, right?
So he didn't have it. It's on the ground. So you want to say because your efforts got them on the ground?
You didn't make a
kinyan. There's no kinyan.
Why does the kinyan happen?
Because it wasn't in your hand. You're trying to get them, and they fell on the ground. If he touched them with his hand, so then it's a kinyan. If he couldn't get them in his hand, he's trying to get them, and they fall. Then it's gezel derabanan. And the other guy scoots in and gets them. Right, so that's what the Rishonim answer. The Rishonim answer that if there's a tircha involved, when the first one, not only he's mahapich over it, he's doing a tircha, so at that point, it's aser al gezel minaydarkei shalom to take them away. Right? It's not so much ani hamahapich b'charora halacha, it's a new halacha called ani hamenakef b'zayis. And so the Ma'arik says, in this case, his case that happened where Reuven was trying for many years to put together this store in this town, and he's speaking to the governor and the people and traveling, raising the funds. He did a tircha. So any time the first person has put out an effort, in that case, the rule of ani hamhapich v'charora, that heter of mitzia, that heter that we said when by mitzia doesn't apply, doesn't go anymore. Right? Besides the issue of ani hamhapich v'charora, which we say, well, it's a mitzia, so it's one of a kind thing, it's mutter. But now you're running into a new problem called ani hamenakef b'zayis. You're running into the problem that there's a gezel derabanan here, because when I put out a tircha, I put out a strong effort to get something, you're not allowed to take it from me. That's gezel derabanan. Now, the Marshal disagrees with that also. The Marshal, it's a very Yesodistic Marshal, it's Simin Lamed Vav, he says that whenever you deal with these questions of competition, you have to look at four different issues. Three of them we're going to discuss tonight, the fourth we'll do next time. The three issues, two of them we had last week. The first one is it ani hamhapich v'charora? The second is it a mitzia? Right? If it's ani hamhapich v'charora, you're a rasha if you take it. If it's a mitzia, so it's mutter l'chachila to take it, your second guy. And the third issue is the tircha. Is it ani hamenakeh b'zayis? But he says, what's pshat in tircha? He says, you can't say that tircha means that any little trouble the first one puts out, because the ani who was trying to get the charara, he was putting effort to get the charara, and all the cases we had, they must be putting some effort. If the first one didn't do anything, so then it's not ani amav v'charara anymore. We learned 2 weeks ago there was a din of minhag ramos. We said that if you send someone to buy something for you and the guy takes it for himself, he's a ramite, but he's not ani amav v'charara because you weren't trying anything. You told him to do the work for you, so that's not called a rasha. He's a ramite, he's not a rasha. So the Marshal says you can't say that just because, in this case, because Reuven was going from person to person raising funds, and he was thinking about it and working on it, and he was putting tircha into it, that makes it beyond the classification of hamahapich v'charora. That's a typical hamahapich v'charora. The ani's trying to get the charora. He's trying to cultivate the balabayas to get a job, according to Tosfos, according to Rashi, to get the mitzia. Right? That's a typical case of hamahapich v'charora. You can't just say it's a tircha and I have rights to it. So what is pshat? What is the pshat in ani hamenakeh b'zayis? The Marshal says over there, his tircha is mesiras nefesh. He's climbing a tree. When you're climbing a tree and putting out physical effort where you could fall off, right? The Gemara says all of nosi has nafsho, and the din of baal tolin, the person, the Gemara says, if he's climbing a tree, he's risking his life climbing the tree. So that type of tircha he puts into it, not that he makes phone calls or he goes borrows money. Here he's putting his life on the line, and I don't think it means that it's mamash sakon. If it was mamash sakon, it'd be also to do. Right? It means that it's something that involves danger. So in such a case, he says, that's where you can have that's the ani amenakeh b'zayis. That's what the Rosh Hashanah were talking about. The first one put that tircha, he put that effort in, you can't take it from him. But if it's just a little thing that you work, that you, even though it might be years of effort, that's not classified as tircha. Either Marik, either he disagrees with the Marik, or he says maybe the Marik is talking where involved in speaking to the governor and to different people was he had to go on the road, and going on the road it was dangerous in those days, so that might have involved sakonis nefashis also. So that could be why the Marik was saying that involved, that the tircha makes it a special right of the first person. The Marshal is learning from this case of ani hamenakeh, if it's something where the person's being, and that's what the Rishonim already aren't making that chiluk. Right? The Rishonim has to kash ani hamapich v'chavar, why isn't that called a mitzia? And they're learning a different shot, that wasn't through his efforts, it was his tircha, but not that the first one actually gained from it. Not that the second one actually gained from the first one's efforts. So that's what the Marshal says. The Marshal says the only time you could say this tircha svara is where the person is putting his life on the line, where it's dangerous. Then he adds, he brings from a case we'll talk about next time, that if you did something, you put something in place, like a fisherman put his nets down, and then you try and get the fish out, you already did something, that like you staked out your ground, he says that also might, that would classify as tircha. The Masas bin Yamin had a issue that he was talking about. He was talking, it seems like a similar idea, there was a trying to get some type of license. Reuven had a license for 10 years, and the time for his license was expiring, and Shimon went and got the license for when it would renew instead of Reuven. And that was the case that came to him, and they wanted a tiny the Reuven. It's a one-of-a-kind issue, the same thing that should be called a mitziyah. So he said that it is, the second person has the right to say that it's a mitziyah. There's only one way to get it. There's only one license in town. And then he went on, but how about the first person, though, has the ability maybe to say that I had the tircha, right? I've been here for 10 years. I had this tircha. So he brings the same Ani Menachem Zayas, and he says a different svara. He says that you can't say it's any tircha you put out, because if it's any tircha you put out, so then it's no different than because the regular ani amachavichavara also had to put out some effort. He did nothing. He has no rights to it. So he's also talking where you put out some effort. Otherwise, the first person never has any rights. What gives the person a right to even take a mitziyah? What type of effort is needed to even get a mitziyah? So that, he says, it has to be you put out such an effort that you are now so mechtas that you're going to get it. And in fact, the Rishonim say such a lashon, the Rush, in answering the Kasha, says, there was difference. He was so mechtas on him. He's now relying upon it. It's on the ground. It's waiting for him. Such a tircha, where it's waiting for you, that's where the ma'ani menachkef b'zayis works. But if it's by something that you're trying to buy or sell, the cases we were talking about last week, even though there was a piece of dummy, there was a common mind, where they came to terms, it seems like it's all finished, you're still not semekdas because the seller is still holding the house. The seller is still holding that item. You're not really semekdas until you have it in your possession, or at least it's out of that other person's possession. So he says that's the chiluk. That to be a ani hamenakef bezayis, for the first person to win through his efforts, no matter what it is, even a mitziyah, that has to be, he put out such an effort that he's now semekdas because no one has rights to it anymore. The olives are now waiting for him. And he says, therefore, also, it should not apply to the case where he was talking about. The first person was there for 10 years. He put out a lot of effort, but he's not semekdas for the second 10 years because maybe he won't get it. Maybe someone else will get it. He has to get the rights to it. The only time this tircha becomes a svara is when you are so sure you're going to get it because no one else has rights to it anymore. Right. That's his shot in tircha. So we have two ways of understanding it. The Pesachei Shuvah is Nachal Svi has another shayla, interesting shayla about, it's more about Schiras, but he brings these two shitas, and there are two shitas, and the Masas Binyamin brings the Marashala and disagrees with him. What's pshat in a tircha to say that once I put out an effort, even if it's a one of a kind item, it's an exclusive item, that I have rights to it and you can't take it from me? According to the Mashallah, it means I had to put my life on the line. I had to put out such an effort that I put myself in danger. Maybe I don't sleep for 3 weeks to get it. Maybe that's putting my life in danger nowadays. Traveling to a dangerous place, if you want to get the exclusive rights to a store in Harlem, you're maybe that'll be Ani Menachem B'Zayis. And the Masas Ben Yamin says that that's not what it depends on. It depends on, are you semechdas? Did you put out such an effort that there's no one else involved here? Then I am semechdas. Then I can feel comfortable. Yeah, so that's another issue. Why didn't we say he has chazok? Like last year we spoke about, maybe he should be considered a mufsuk. But somehow that wasn't an issue over there. They knew ahead of time that it was only for those years. And they all talk based on this about rabbanus, as if someone has a rabbanus, and can he leave, or can another city try to take him? Just an interesting mabit that he has another application. It's not going to get the shir so much, but just an interesting application. In his times, the Mabit's early Achron, he's living in the 1500s. He said in his town, they had different shuls for different minhagim, that everyone should have their own shul. If they wanted a job, their people would, you know, be davening with them. But the Svardi shul became so big, they had to split into two. And the agreement was that new people came into town would either go to this one, the bigger one, or the smaller one. Everyone found reason for liking each shul. But then what happened was the people in the big shul started telling everyone new that came to town, oh, you're wealthy. The wealthy people come to this one, and the other ones go to the other one. So the Rabbit had a shayla. He says that if you take people away from a minyan where people are davening, that's called ani amenakef bezayas. Because they did a tircha. They tried to do everything to make a shul, and then he says they're also trying to support their poor people, and the bigger ones get all the rich ones, and the smaller one gets all the poor ones. That's not going to be fair. So he says that's an application. The other post can disagree because you didn't do any tircha for that first person, for that new person coming into town. Your tircha was building the shul. But now Reuven comes to town, so why can't the bigger shul say, I want to grab you? So that's a shayla, but it is used in other places. Just one last issue, and then we'll go back to see how it applies, and we'll answer any questions. The Chavis Yoyer says that this whole thing we're talking about, the heter of Ani Hamenach, the Chumra, Ani Hamenach Bekef Bezayas, when the first person was put out extra tircha, so he has rights to that item, even though it might be one of a kind. He says that's only talking where there was a pisuk damim. It's talking by a mitziyah. But if it was something that you're trying to purchase, you're trying very hard, you're putting a lot of effort to purchase. He says even though you put your life on the line, according to the marshal, or even though there was, this might be hard to do, even though you're samech das, according to the Masif and Yamin. But since there was no final agreement, that might be a contradiction. But he says, if there's no final agreement, this heter doesn't apply. This heter is only this right of the first person only applies to a mitziyah, to a one-of-a-kind item, where normally we would say the rules of Aniyam Hapech B'Charora do not apply, but since you put out this extra effort, the rules of Ani Hamenach Kef B'Zayis will come into place. Okay, so if there are any other questions, then we're going to review. You had a question? Yeah, we're talking, that's what happened. One person.
There wasn't like public.
Democracies just started a couple hundred years ago.
So
the king owned it and he gave it to the governors. We're talking about that. That's the way things were.
On a forest.
Right. Or there was a smaller area, they just divided it up. There people owned it.
It was like bought by some rich guy.
Yeah, through royalty or through favors. And money didn't hurt. Okay, so let's talk about our cases now. Right, let's talk about these exclusive distributorships that could come up. Right, so there's one thing going for you and one thing going against you. Right, if the fact that it's exclusive, the first person's trying to get that one-of-a-kind rights, distributorship. Right, so the first person has something going against him by the fact that since it's exclusive, it's a mitziyah. Maybe it's a mitziyah. So that we saw is, according to the Ma'arik, it's not a mitziyah, because we could say, tell the second guy, go find your mitziyah somewhere else. Go find something, distribute, go find a store somewhere else. Don't take it here. But we saw from the Marshal, the Masas bin Yamin, that if it's something that's going to force you to leave town, it's the only one available in town, certainly if it's a case, like we said, a semi-detached house, that would seem to make it a mitziyah, which would mean that the fact that you're trying to get it, since you didn't make a kinyan yet, doesn't stop the second person from taking it away from you. But on the other hand, if you have put a lot of effort into it, right, you've been making those calls day and night, and you've been trying to get it, and you traveled, and you went back and forth, and you really have been putting a lot of effort into getting this distributorship, so then maybe that should give you the right as an ani hamenake bezayas to say that you do have the right to tell the second person that it's wrong, it's a gezel midrabanan to take it. If he takes it, you can't stop and you can't take it back, but you can at least prevent him from doing it. But that will depend on how you understand what the tircha is. According to the Ma'arik seem to say that anytime there's any tircha at all, that gives you the right to have first grabs on it because you did a tircha. But we saw the other early achronim, the Marshal says it's only if you put out an effort which involved your whole being. Right, once again, it doesn't mean that you mamish put your life in danger, that's aser. But something that really involved your whole body, maybe it means that you stayed up days and nights and made yourself sick doing it. Maybe that would count, I don't know. According to Masas bin Yamin, it has to be that your efforts got so far that it's in your hands now, which will probably not apply too often, because he says as long as the first person is still holding it, you're not Samech Das yet. So until it's actually written down, I don't think the Masas Binyamin's definition of Tircha will help you over here. Right? You'll never get to that point, because until you have it, he has it. And according to Masas Binyamin, by definition, you'll never get there. And according to the Chavos Yair, it certainly be like that, because the Chavos Yair says this whole thing only applies by a real Metziah. But if it's something that there has not been Pisuk Damim yet, there hasn't been any final Pisuk Damim, so then it doesn't apply. But you know, unless you say that they got to the point of Pisuk Damim and you call it a Metziah, and the Chavos Yair disagrees with the Masas Binyamin, so maybe. In other words, it's not so simple. If someone is trying to get that distributorship, and bottom line is you should ask a Shaila. But what the Shaila will deal with are these two factors. On the one hand, since it's exclusive, that should give you a right to try to take it away from that first guy. It's a Metziah. And there could be a good case to call it a Metziah if you really say that it's going to involve you moving out of town. It's something really, really difficult. On the other hand, if he really put in a terrific amount of effort into it, that might give him the right to keep it. If it's called a Metziah, maybe this is not Pisuk Damim wrong, that'll be the issue over there. How much effort will give him the right? So whenever we're dealing with these competition shilas, these are three of the four things we have to deal with. The first is Ani Anapech Mecharara, right? He's trying to get it, a second person trying to get it to Rasha. If it's a Metziah, a real Metziah for sure, so then it's Mutar L'Chachila for the second person to take it. We said if it's cheaper, it seems to Machlokas last week. If it's a one-of-a-kind item in town, we learned this week that the Mordechai says that that's called a Metziah, and whether it's an exclusive distributorship, that seems to be a Machlokas. And the third issue is Tircha. We have to look how much effort the first person put into getting it. If he put a really tremendous amount of effort into it, that could give him a right as Ani HaMenakev his eyes. The fourth issue, which we'll see next time, B'li Neder, is the issue of Yoreid L'umnos Chaveiro. And those are the four issues that Marshal talks about, and many of the Chuvah Sarm afterwards go with these four Keseder, and they go through each of them.